You smell something burning?
Give me a minute. Hold on. Pizza. Hold on. I smell something burning in the kitchen. Give me a minute.
Where's my pizza?
The twins are probably smoking weed again.
There's only one there now.
Oh, there's only one there now? What happened? The other one moved out with his girl?
Mm-hmm. Into her parents' house.
Okay.
I know.
What was her name? Blaine? Let's stop recording. We don't need all this.
Yeah, we do.
We do? All right. I'll keep it going then.
Bling, bling.
Willis is going to sing us a song.
Okay.
Willis is going to sing us a song.
No, no.
See? Sing us some yacht rock, Nudie.
Oh, yacht rock. You're a bitch sometimes. Don't worry. If you ever visit, I'm going to put nothing on but yacht rock for you.
Yacht rock.
Wherever I get you down here, I'm going to play nothing but yacht rock for you.
Nothing. I don't know.
I'm going to make sure I'm banned from traveling.
I don't know what it is.
They still use you use iron still?
No, it's not. I don't have a lot of stuff connected. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
The house is not burning down?
No.
The kid's not torching it up in the other room?
No, David was making some fried cheese.
Wait. How does David feel being alone by himself now?
He's not by himself.
Well, I'm not counting you guys. His other half is gone.
Don't say much.
They're not like Mork and Ork, you know? What was that movie where they were drafting people for in gym skins and shirts, and they took those two nerds apart?
Yeah, no, they haven't. They're not really. No, they haven't really been like that. I mean,
they don't have their own language.
They do, but not like.
I thought David said he was sad and he misses his brother.
He does, but it's not like a distracting type of like he's bummed out every day. Mm. Yeah. Of course he misses his brother. They shared the same womb, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're in the same womb together, and then now they're, you know, now they're up in some other wombs.
Gross.
Okay.
I know. All right.
Welcome to It's Not Horror, okay? it's only been about 3 months since we've last recorded and about a month and a half since we put out a show. So tonight it's my pick, and much to everybody's chagrin, except for Willis, I think Willis is okay.
My pick.
We're going to be doing Short Circuit, which I've been threatening to do since we started the show.
Is this really bad, that bad show, or is it It's Not Horror?
It's Not Horror.
Oh, okay.
I thought you did that one last.
That's your show. Is it really that bad? Remember you boycotted this show and this episode almost like killed the show and all that. Remember all that good stuff?
Not really.
Behind the scenes for all you people out there.
No, you almost killed it.
Well, that's because Mr. Whiny over there.
No, you, Mr. Impulsive, Upset, Executive Decisions.
He pulled my last wire.
Not taking any accountability. Hey, Same as you.
Hey, I pulled his short circuit.
Yeah. he pulled my circuit, for sure. he quit this show, but somehow he's on tonight. So I guess,
don't know.
I guess we're being graced with his presence.
Yeah, I'm the Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's virus. He shows up when he wants and takes time off when he wants.
Hey!
And he won't win any championships, though.
No, I won't.
And Mona's here.
Yay.
I remember the days when Mona used to back me up whenever I said anything. Those days are long over. She don't back me up anymore.
Yeah.
She took virus
aside.
Nothing
lasts forever.
She took viruses aside, which I never thought I'd see.
it can't rain all the time.
And Willis is here.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hey, yo, yo. Hey, 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 hey,
hey. Hey, hey,
hey.
Hey. Okay. Hey. So, Short Circuit, 1986. I'm going to say 1, 2, 3 and go. And when I'm going to say 3, 2, 1 and go. So when I say that, everybody hit play.
All right.
3, 2, 1 and go.
Oh.
Here we go.
I did see this in the movie a lot when I was a little kid.
Yeah, everybody did because it was on HBO like every 2 hours.
Yeah.
You saw this too, Mona?
Yes. When I was a little kid.
That's why she doesn't want to watch it now.
And I watched it like last year because it was on and it was terrible.
Horrible.
We should watch Daryl. Remember Daryl?
Is that the robot one?
Yeah.
That was always on too.
Yeah, that was always on.
And Daryl. I literally have not seen this since I was a kid.
I haven't seen this movie. What year is it?
Why did you watch it now? Where are you? My movie didn't play.
50 Wait, seconds.
Of course
it didn't. The spirit of Flesh Eaters here. Tell me when it's 59.
Okay.
59.
Now.
Okay.
G.W. Bailey. That guy's in everything. But yeah, I saw this. I think I first saw it in the drive-in, if I remember correctly. And then, like we said, it was on TV all the time.
What did you like as a little kid that you still like?
Who, me or Nudie?
Neuter.
Oh, of course. Jaws. Willy Wonka. Friday the 13th. I mean, all the creature feature movies.
Like a little kid?
Yeah. Friday the 13th came out, I was 11. Willy Wonka I was like a staple. Watched that all the time. Wizard of Oz. I'm not, you know, a gigantic Wizard of Oz fan, but I did watch it a lot when I was younger.
I am. I'm missing you all the songs.
No.
No.
Why? I played one for Felix the other day.
Well, we didn't want to watch this movie, but here we are, so I'm going to sing.
When we do Wizard of Oz one night, you can sing all the songs.
Can we do Wizard of Oz with Pink Floyd, The Wall, or Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon?
No.
Sure, why not?
No.
Somewhere if he picks it, then he picks it. Over the rainbow, Mona lives.
Not a leprechaun. You live over there. Leprechaun.
Somewhere over. What?
She calls you a leprechaun.
That ain't true. That's not true.
You live. That's over the rainbow.
That's not true. I don't live over the rainbow. I live beyond the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
Russia.
Look at those. I don't remember this movie, man. I mean, I just know I remember I didn't like it.
Well, maybe you'll like it this time around.
You know,
I watched it once or twice, and I was like, this is enough.
This show is for movies that I saw as a kid but haven't seen in 40 years or whatever.
You don't have to justify yourself.
That's why I pick the movies I pick. The other show I pick them shitty movies because that's the spirit of that show.
Yeah. You don't have to justify yourself.
We get it.
We got it. It's okay.
I don't care what you got. I don't want it. You can have it.
I apologize for being a dick. I apologize for being.
It's all right. I sure you'll be a dick again sometime.
An impulsive fucking asshole. I apologize. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've been pointed out the error of my ways by the many women in my life over the past month, including one on the podcast with us tonight. All right.
All right. Are you learning then?
What about women? I like my mind like left when you started bitching about women.
I said the error of my ways have been pointed out by all the women in my life, including the one on the podcast and the one laying on the bed next to me.
The error of your ways.
Yeah.
That's on you.
Yeah. Buddy. What else did they say?
Those are errors of your ways. Then it's you.
Oh, he's cool looking.
He said he's learning from you, Mona.
Yeah, that I'm a misogynist, apparently.
I didn't say that.
I didn't say you said that.
I just say you don't pay attention. That's and that I have fault. To talk to you like you're a fucking monkey. Learn sign language and clap.
That's what my wife... That's the same thing my wife says, okay?
Anna and your...
Oh, he got his fingers cut off, remember? Fisher Stevens? Mm-hmm. In The Burning. Oh, yes, I know. I'm a... Whatever. I already know.
You're a misogynist.
I'm trying not to be.
You're a masochist.
Are you really, though?
Is that Al's... Was that Al's father?
Al.
Whose father?
Well, that's, was that that's Al, Al's father?
Let me see.
No, that's not Al's father.
He's been in something, because he looks very familiar. Why don't I look it up? Look at the IMDb. But yeah, you missed a good one. We did Billy the Kid versus Dracula. It was actually pretty good.
I've heard of that one. Ooh.
Yeah, we had a good time with it.
Yeah.
It was boring at some points, but we had a good time with it. It was me, Willis, and Sam. I was worried we were going to have too quiet of an episode because none of us had seen it before, but I think we did pretty good. We talked for the most part.
Corny.
All right, short circuit. Oh, I forgot Steve Guttenberg was on this. All right, let's see.
And that guy from Police Academy also. That guy over there.
Hey, Willis, can we do this movie? Willis?
What?
Can we do this movie?
What movie?
I'm just going to play the theme song, okay? Because I can't say it.
If you already know or you can't say it, why are you gonna even bother with it? Dumbass.
Listen.
Well, we're waiting. Hello?
Can you hear it?
No.
No.
I don't hear anything.
About that, you hear that?
No. That's just telling you don't need to play it because we can't hear it.
You can't hear it? What the fuck?
We literally hear nothing.
It's fucking bullshit.
Fucking bullshit. It's bullshit, man.
Womp womp.
No, that dude that was talking at the beginning that I thought was the father was on Good Times, Willis.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, one episode.
One episode.
It was in Diary of the Dead. The Muppet movie. Lots of TV.
Steve Gutenberg. He just has a face you want to slap.
I know, right?
Oh, was he in this movie?
Kind of like Virus.
No.
No.
I'm a good looking guy. What are you talking about?
Doesn't mean you don't have a face that we want to slap.
I'm a good dude. I might be a weird dude, but I'm a good dude.
A good dude in a loose mood.
I'm still shaking my head that this is a white guy, Indian face.
Is he Indian facing?
Yes.
That guy was in Oz. That's where I remember him from.
Who?
The father, the guy I thought it was Al's father.
You can do Oz? It, sir.
Yes, I watched Oz.
Remember,
senile?
Remember William Giles, the one who told Sister Peter Marie who killed her husband?
That's who that is?
That's who that is, yeah. Peter Marie.
Wine coolers.
Why would I go see now? Because I didn't remember you watched Oz.
Because we've talked about this a lot of times.
Yeah, I don't know. We talk about a lot of things.
Another man who doesn't listen.
What? We don't listen because most of the time you women don't know what the fuck you want. How's that?
Oh, I know what I want.
Yeah, what do you want? To go to turn this movie off?
Oh.
Dunno.
I hate those three-piece suits.
Have you ever worn one? With a bolero?
No.
I know you wear boleros.
The fuck is a bolero?
Those fucking Mexican ties.
Oh, bolero?
Yeah, bolero. Oh, sorry. No. Did I not say it right?
No.
Bolero.
Never.
Oh, bolero?
I've never. Oh, look. He's got. He got motherfucking.
He got motherfucking
Frankenstein.
God.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
I thought I put subtitles on this thing. I guess not.
Dementia probably, kicking in.
Probably couldn't find it. Some movies have them, some don't. Don't wish dementia on me. What's wrong with you?
I'm not wishing it. I said
if I get it, you're going to have to take care of me.
You're showing it. No, I take care of everybody.
You're
going
to have
anybody.
To take care of me. Oh, did you said you were going to carry me on your shoulders through a zombie apocalypse, and now you won't
because
take
you
care
don't
of me?
Run, but I'm not going to take care of you when you're an old
wow.
baby.
Wow. What if I had to take care of you? I would.
Well, she thank
you.
You
old baby.
You know what? I'm going to call up our son and say, you know what? Your mom needs you. I'm leaving.
And if Matt was in a wheelchair, he's going, I'm pushing him off a mountain.
Matt.
If Matt.
Matt.
If Matt's in a wheelchair, he'd be easy to grab because of his afro.
Are you going to keep his dog when you push him over the
yes,
the mountain?
Of course.
The cats like the dog?
No. They fucking hate him.
Oh, he's in love. I don't remember any of this.
No, me neither.
It's probably been about 30 years since I've seen
it. Oh, look
it,
at so. That. She's got a little...
He wants tail.
To plug into that tail. Look at that tail. Oh, this is like Wall-E. I watched this the other night.
He's literally chasing tail.
Wall-E's way better than this.
I know it is. I watched Wall-E with Flex the other night, bro.
Oh, does he like watching the cartoons?
Yeah, but we're starting to notice he likes the real fucking annoying ones, and it's not making us happy.
Well, that's
yeah, that's
just
great.
Gonna have to. I have to watch The Wiggles and Barney.
I know we're having to start fucking. What's his name?
And Caillou.
Emo or what's his Elmo?
Baby Shark.
Uh-huh. Elmo.
Mr. Doodle.
I'm gonna show him the Elmo one when he's running with Katy Perry.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we're supposed to watch Elmo and Grouchland all the time.
Hey, do you think they gave him some red skin a little bit?
Maybe he got a tan.
I don't know.
That's all makeup.
Yes, sir.
Sound like Apu off of The Simpsons.
You can't even do that no more.
Thank you.
That's fucking
come
bullshit.
Again.
That's bullshit. I think they should have let any actor do voice acting. It doesn't matter what color they are. I think that's really dumb. I'm sorry. It's just me. Oh, a butterfly. It's me. Hi, Mona. Oh, it's a butterfly. I'll talk to you in a minute.
You don't even say that. You just take off after the butterfly.
I know, dude. My wife tells me the same thing. That's the fights right there. You see what I'm saying, Nudie?
Yeah, you're just an asshole. What are you going to do
about it? It's not. I would be an asshole. Oh, look, he's in
Police
That's
Academy.
That's what I said.
He's in a yeah. Police Academy.
Don't you ever listen to her when she talks? You're such a Nobody man. Does. You never listen.
Is that other guy the gyro captain next to him?
He just leave and nobody notice.
Who, me?
I would notice. Like, I noticed that all night on Tuesday when you kept shutting up.
I didn't feel good.
Is that guy gonna be Willis?
Yeah, it was the medication.
He was hobnobbing, get it? What's wrong with Steve Guttenberg? He's just very
trying to put.
He's always got that weird look on his face.
Always looking lost.
Yeah.
It's always look like he's up to something. Like it's always weird looking.
He always looks like a fucking toddler that got caught doing something.
Yeah. He was never better than Police Academy, though.
Right. What happened to him? What happened?
Got old and disappeared like all the actors do.
Didn't make good business decisions?
Guess not.
Let's see.
Steve Guttenberg.
He's in something called Goodbye Hello.
Oh.
2024. The Little Mermaid.
Never what are you doing, The Little Mermaid? Which
TV
Little Mermaid?
Movie, How to Murder Your Husband.
Never heard of it.
Some animated one. He's never the voice of King Jasper. He was in seven episodes of The Goldbergs.
Never heard of it.
You heard of The Goldbergs.
I know. I'm just being
wonder why they picked him for The Goldbergs, Willis. You know what I'm saying?
Could it be because he's a Jew?
Yeah. Didn't say that.
He played Dr. Catman.
Played Dr. Katz?
Dr. Catman. So I guess he's doing TV, right, Mona?
Yes.
Hey, yes. Willis, you want to know how to pick up a Jewish girl?
Oh, no.
With a dustpan and a broom.
Oh, wait. Mona, you didn't tell us he was in Two Lava, Two Lantula.
Oh, I just saw that right now. And then Sharknado 4, The Force Awakens.
Damn.
They did a part,
Two Lava, Two Lantula.
They did a part 2?
He's fucking, he's Eric Robertsing it up, dude.
Part 2 of Sharknado? They did like 6 of them.
No, I'm talking about,
it was about
Lava Lantula.
No, it just says Two Lava, Two Lantula.
Yes. There's a lava lantula, and yeah, that's part 2.
Wow, well, there you go.
More you know.
I have one question for you guys.
Michael Winslow is in Two Lava, Two Lantula. That's fucking awesome.
So was the girl that the black girl that used to had a tiny voice, and then she start yelling.
Oh.
She was in that too?
Yep. She was in the first one.
Didn't she pass away?
Marion Ramsey?
I have a question. What the fuck happened to Fisher Stevens' neck?
Yeah, Marion Ramsey. You're right, Willis. She passed away in 2021.
Virus. What, Mona? Can you hear me?
Steve Guttenberg. Still Guttenberging.
So she was 74 when she passed away.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes. It doesn't say from what she passed away from, though. How'd you know she passed away?
I just knew. I remembered reading it somewhere.
All right. So she was in both of the Lava Lantulas, Willis.
See, I ain't seen the second one. I only seen the first one.
Oh, that's funny.
Cause they was all fighting the monsters at the end of the movie together.
What's going on? Did you add me back to the group, bro?
Yes.
Fucking bitch.
I'm pretty sure I did.
I don't see it. Is it really that bad? I'm there,
like
but not
later that day or like the next day.
It's not horror. I'm in. It's not horror, but not. It's. I'm
he
not.
Must have left.
Oh, I mean, it's not horror. I'm sorry. Fucking get mad at me.
You are, right?
Yeah, I'm going to send this text. It's not. I mean, is it really that bad?
All right, let me re-add you because I don't see you. But I thought I re-added you. Oh my God,
Virus! Do you need?
I'm pretty sure.
A snack and a nap.
And a diaper change. Maybe I added AVIC instead.
Okay, yeah, you added me.
I removed both of you.
What's wrong with Fisher Stevens' neck? Look, I just added that.
Oh, my That's God. Sick. He's like a weeble wobble. He looks like a fucking...
And he's not even sick.
No, Jesus. It looks like one of them pop figures.
Fucking ISIS would have a hard time with him, huh?
Security.
What an adventure this robot is on.
So much so that they had to make a sequel.
Yeah, it's fucking... I'm already loving this movie. Now I'm remembering why I liked it.
It was Short Circuit 2, Lost in New York or some shit.
Everything has to go to New York.
I remember.
Yeah.
The game.
Did it part two have Ally Sheedy in it?
She's not in this one?
I don't even know anymore.
Yes.
She's in this one. Oh, yeah, because he ends up at her house. All right. Ally Sheedy. Remember Man's Best Friend? Her and that fucking killer dog?
Me and my brother rented that when it came out.
What was that?
We couldn't stop rewinding some part because it looked like a paper dog on a popsicle stick that was jumping over the fence. So we kept
rewinding. Man's Best Friend.
And laughing.
It has Ally Sheedy and Lance Henriksen in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The dog had the red eye on the cover.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She was like an animal activist who freed the dog.
I like it when nerds get happy, get all mad.
First is a vein.
There she is, right there. Ooh, that means she's gay pride that house, doesn't it?
Gay pride?
No, yeah, not yet.
Hello, Jethro.
Is this nerd?
Her ex-boyfriend being a shithead, like they always do. Or mine, anyway.
Yeah, I don't have any ex-boyfriends.
What's that guy from?
Willis, do you have any ex-boyfriends?
No, do you?
I just said I don't.
Well, so me and you in the same boat.
You guys have, do you still have current boyfriends?
Is his name Otis?
Hey, where's this guy from?
Is his name Otis?
He's this from guy? The sea down by...
Yeah, what's his name?
No, what movie is he from?
Oh, motherfucker, I need to know his name. Are you deaf? Can you hear me?
I don't even know his name.
I'm asking you, is his name Otis?
I don't know if his name's Otis. He's just good. He's just...
He's just good looking.
He's just a good looking guy. What do you want me to say?
Frank? Is his name Frank?
Well,
it's Frank. You don't look like that fucking Otis.
I don't know which one is Otis. It could be Otis. He's dressed like a hillbilly.
Brian McNamara.
McNamara.
That don't look like him.
Yeah, it's Brian McNamara.
That doesn't look like him.
Barbarians?
Yeah, it's a lot him. Of... 63 years old.
That doesn't look
what
like
else
him.
Is he? Hawaii 50? Ah! Nudie's voice cracked.
I don't think that looks like him.
It is him. And I'm going to tell you exactly what he's in.
Well, it says he was in Arachnophobia.
A bunch of TV shows.
Yeah.
Are
you sure that's him?
Yeah.
He aged not good then.
No, he's all right. He didn't age too bad.
No, still think he's cute?
He's beautiful. I love him. He's beautiful. I want to lick his big peach between his legs.
Set that one right up.
Say lobster.
Lobster.
I still got it.
A lot of TV stuff, but he was in a big movie though, like around the 80s.
Yeah, Short Circuit.
No.
For fuck, Caddy dude, you're watching it right now.
That's how you say it.
Oh yeah, he was in the Flamingo Kid.
Who was in that besides him? Was that Matt Dillon. Damon? Matt Dillon. Not Matt Damon. Yeah, Matt Dillon. My name is Matt Damon.
Caddyshack 2.
You didn't do it right, Nudius. Matt Damon. That's my damn movie.
Look at that. She's got rainbows all over her house.
That's my damn movie.
Look, she's got a skunk. Look at that.
Team America.
Hey, what does it mean that she has rainbows all over her house, Willis?
That it's the 80s.
Yeah, that's the 80s.
Oh. I thought ponies had rainbows. They're not gay.
Whatever.
Fucking Care Bears had rainbows on their chest.
Shit. Fucking bullshit Care Bears.
Rainbows come out after it rains. I don't think it's telling you you're gay, virus. It's all right.
What are you talking about? I thought that they were gay.
No.
Oh, do you remember that one time I told Heather, I don't know if you're on the podcast, Mona, but I told Heather that the gays appropriated the rainbow just like Hitler appropriated the swastika, so it's time that the Native Americans take the swastika back, just like the non-gays should take the rainbow back. And she
the
got
non-gay
all,
take the and, rainbow back?
And she
like
got
you
all,
care? Like you really want to wear a rainbow?
Like, I don't give a fuck, but she got mad.
Well, I guess she didn't know you very well.
She learned. She learned quick.
Yeah.
It didn't take her long to learn.
And this dumb broad think he an alien.
He's just misunderstood.
Yeah.
Right, virus?
Who, him? Me?
You. You're just misunderstood.
No, I'm not misunderstood. I have my moments.
That must be a lot of moments, then.
Hey, I earned them.
Hey, his moments have calmed down a little bit. If you notice, he's not posting fucking Poop Man on fucking Facebook anymore.
Because he get his shit suspended, that's why.
Yeah, I got too much riding.
He's actually been calm on Facebook lately.
I have too much stuff riding on my real name, that's why.
Yes, be a professional now.
I have to be
running for Congress.
So I do.
He can only be an asshole in the chats.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He's gonna let it out in the chats now.
Yeah, I can only be a piece of shit in real life amongst a small group of people. Not online no more.
It'd be the real true Hollywood story of virus.
Yeah.
He was a normal man from New Mexico. One day face paint just called to him. This is the humble story of Android virus. To be asshole to his friends.
Fuck you, fucker. She told me that the other day. Fuck you, fucker. What do you mean, fuck you? Why you gotta use that language with me? I'm not using that language with you. I said, fuck you.
You sit down and talk.
That'd be funny if he had that fake dick on his hand like the robot did in Heavy Metal.
Yeah. Or Edward Dildrill hands.
Yeah. Oh, we should. There's two movies I'd like to check out. I'd like to check out Hardware, which I fucking love that movie.
Hardware Wars.
Hardware, just Hardware.
Oh, not Hardware Wars.
And Watchers. Remember the Watchers with Corey Haim?
Corey Haim. Well, it's your pick next for it. Is it really that bad?
That's a book.
I know. Both of those are good. I can't pick those. Fucking Hardware is a shit.
Why?
It just got overshadowed by fucking T2, unfortunately. Did you like Hardware, Ramona?
It looks like my nut nut.
Last time I saw it was a few years ago on the stair climber at the gym.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, you remember a lot of shit about this movie, Nudie. Yeah.
No, not really.
My name is Ben. I spell it B-E-N. Did you say that already?
What were they playing?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. They didn't have
the dude
music.
Who does the voice of this.
Who's Johnny?
Did the voice of Frank the Pug in Men in Black movies.
Oh.
He's a voice guy. Lots of cartoons and
puppets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I need to get an ant farm. I haven't seen those in a while.
They have so many different kind of ant farms out there right now.
Do they?
Yeah, all kind of crazy shit you can get with them.
Yeah, Willis got an alien ant farm. Are you okay, Willis?
That Michael Jackson song.
No, it's Alien Ant Farm.
You got a Michael Jackson farm?
Nope.
Does it touch you? Does it touch you when you complete it? Take you on a roller coaster and give you some, what's that? What would he give them? What kind of juice was it?
What they claim it was Jesus juice?
Jesus juice, yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was Jesus juice. He would give them, oh shit. Hang on a second. It's work. This is Aaron.
He wants more input.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Mute!
Oh, that's cool. Give me one second.
Is that your boyfriend, Mona?
Ooh. That no, I told Virus to... No, I don't think so. Why would my boyfriend call him?
Don't they work together?
During work hours? Where's...
They work out together?
Definitely.
It is. He wants more input. Lunch. Oh, remember Prince Spaghetti?
Yeah.
I don't think they have that around anymore.
The fuck you got a skunk in the house for? What kind of madness is that?
She saves animals.
She eats fur.
Is she cooking with all them animals around? Dirty.
Fucking yes, dirty. I'm grossing out.
I know
Pirates. Input! What's these? Alaskan Airlines.
Uh-oh. First thing to show them, the goddamn Three Stooges.
Why, hey, water. Try to think, nothing happened.
I was just going to say this reminds me of a Three Stooges movie.
Oh, but it reminds me of a Battle of the Monkeys. You're really overplaying that Indian accent, huh?
Yeah.
I wonder if you listen to a bunch of
who are you talking
telemarketing
to?
Calls.
Yeah. Are you sure Stevens is still around? He's an evil.
Evil.
It's on my Flex. I've not watched it.
Aiden and I watched that, so it's pretty good.
The last season I've been downloading and putting it on Flex. I think this is the last season they're going to have.
Yeah. Do you watch it?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Oh.
I have so many shows that I haven't watched. Too much wrestling. Okay.
No, you don't. Shut up.
Yeah. Just lets a robot into our house and acts like it's nothing.
Right. He
eating my English muffin.
They stole that. Well, they stole that from Transformers. The Junkions were talking TV before him. Bullshit.
You and your Transformers. She was the shit in the '80s, that girl.
Yeah. She was one of the it girls.
Yep. In every movie.
Fat little body. Good. Excuse me.
Mutt.
He only got three legs.
That's what she was like. She was in War Games too, right?
Yeah. And a chicken.
He's got a concussion.
Wasn't she the same girl from Breakfast Club?
Mm-hmm. Yep. She was, like I said, we said she was in everything in the 80s.
Everything?
Everything.
You should do your hair like that, Mona.
She won't let it grow long enough.
No, like gross. That. It was already like that.
Do it again.
Shut the fuck up about my hair growing. It's what grown.
Who, me?
No, me. Beauty.
You can't repeat anything with her. She gets mad if you repeat stuff.
She doesn't think my hair grows.
I haven't seen your fucking hair in I don't know how long, so I don't know what it looks like.
Well, then pay attention.
It's thick.
Pay attention. I haven't seen you. What do you want me to pay attention to?
It's thick. It's dark. It's wavy.
Thick and dark and wavy.
It's about right, isn't it, Mona?
Mona, I mean, Virus hasn't posted a bad picture of you in a long time.
They'll stab him.
Wait till tomorrow night.
Classics, though. I got those two in my folder, ready to go if ever anything strikes. It's like the best pictures ever.
It makes me want to hang myself.
Come on, not that bad.
They are that bad.
No, they're not.
Yes.
So there we go.
There he is.
1980s movies hit list for her. First movie she ever did in the 80s was Bad Boys with Sean Penn.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I love that movie. Probably in my top 10. Then she did War Games.
Mm-hmm.
Then she did Oxford Blues, which I've heard of and never seen.
Okay.
Then it was The Breakfast Club.
Right, right.
Some movie called Twice in a Lifetime, which I have no idea what that is.
Oh, it's like a reincarnation movie.
Oh, all right. And then she did St. Elmo's Fire.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Blue City, which I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Short Circuit.
Yeah, and Short Circuit 2.
Yeah.
That Short Circuit money. This was a big hit.
A movie called Made to Order.
Yeah, I remember that one.
I remember that movie.
She was uncredited and thing called She's Having a Baby.
Okay.
Then she was in Short Circuit too.
Yep.
It says she was uncredited, just a voice, so there must have been a flashback or something. Bunch of other shit that.
And then
TV movies. She started to go downhill after something called Heart of Dixie. And then 1990 was Betsy's Wedding. After that, bunch of TV movies and Home Alone 2. Wow, she must have really fell because she played a ticket agent. So she's probably in there for like 2 seconds.
It's like a cameo.
Yeah. And then she was in Red Shoes Diaries, the sex show on Showtime back in the 90s.
You would know that.
Hell yeah. Pretty much just, not till 1993 was Man's Best Friend. But a bunch of other things. Bunch of other stuff nobody would really know of. Then more TV. Yeah, pretty much it. Her career has been nothing but TV since then. She was on one episode of Oz as well, so there's another Oz connection.
That's what I was going to say.
Another connection. There. Was she like a reporter or something, right?
I don't remember. That's, yeah. You remember everything.
I think she was a reporter trying to find out who killed Bobby Lupo.
Who killed the Bobby Lupo? Bongo.
Why did Richie do Bobby like that?
Why did they kill the Bobby Lupo? Shot him in the face so mama couldn't give him a proper funeral. Ah.
Ermagerd.
Is that a food truck?
Yeah, she sells happiness and health.
Hmm. Happiness and health.
So happiness just, and health.
She gives her pussy away behind in the back of the truck then.
Why is he leaving?
Because he thinks he's going to get torn apart.
Does she have to give her pussy away just because she has a van?
Wait, what? Wait, what did you say? Because she's selling happiness and health.
That's happiness and health for everybody.
You know what? You're right. Not for everybody, but for most people.
Not even that.
That's just like your opinion, man.
Well, it's not working for you, so.
What are you talking about?
I have no idea. I thought you're like swimming in pussy. Are you overwhelmingly happy?
Oh. Does he think he's Cheech and Chong? We got green pussy and yellow pussy.
Hey, I am swimming in pussy.
I got Mexican pussy.
Hey, you know what, Mona? You have a point, but maybe, just maybe.
Maybe.
It could be.
Especially.
I could get a different.
All right. Different ingredients. You say it.
Different ingredients on the pizza, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, you want anchovies?
No, it's not. It's not. See, that's not happiness and health.
Snot. You heard her. It's snot.
I mean, it's good to come. It's good to clean out them pipes, you know?
Well, you don't need a pussy to do that.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, to make it
feels better.
Yeah, it does.
No, I come without a pussy just fine.
You come with a pussy. He's fucking talking about.
So do I, but. So do I, but I still miss the pussy.
Your pussy makes you come. What the fuck? What? I come without a pussy?
This is the
How could you come
Mona.
If you didn't have a pussy? You wouldn't be able to come if you didn't have a pussy.
But I don't need another one.
No, you don't need another pussy.
And
you
don't
got
need one either. You have a hand and there's things.
Oh.
You have a hand.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Maybe just a different smell or something.
No. Oh, I give up.
That's not what you said at all.
Oh, look, a fish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, disassembled.
What a shit.
This fucking robot needs to go to the fucking junkyard.
It just fucking fucks everything up.
I know.
No disassembled. He's like, I know it's probably too late for the joke, but he said, you can't come without a pussy. Like Augustus Hill from Oz. You don't know when you come. I just do it for her, man. But you don't know when you come. Mona knows what I'm talking about.
Johnny Five is alive, man.
How you know? How you have sex? You in that chair? You licky licky? Oh, that fucking show is great.
Gary, Gary, come quick!
It's danger. Come on.
I'm waiting for him to say "Sim Sim Salabim."
Sim Sim Salabim.
You know what that's from, right?
Yeah, Johnny Quest.
I'm surprised they ain't turned that into a movie yet.
You know what would be funny if he, Fisher Stevens says this? Come over this way. I could smell your vagine. Send pics of
you again.
Send pics of vagine, please.
Oof. That was bad.
Did he say old bull dyke?
That's what yeah. I heard.
That's what I yeah, thought that's he what said I heard. Too.
You have amnesia.
His lunch is barely this time.
Nuh-uh. That's how you make mm-mm. psychopathic
robots. He's alive. He wants to survive.
Yeah, use your mouth.
With your mouth, talk.
It's cool.
Is it cool? No disassemble?
They want disassemble.
Fucking. Those cars are as nerdy as that fucking army.
Is it the Canadian army?
I know. I don't even think so.
I just realized something. He built just like the tanks from off of Terminator 2.
Just channeling that fucking police academy, huh?
Yeah.
Right? He always plays like a dill and all the shit that he's
in. Move, move, move. Oh, no. Why are they shooting number 5?
You stupid gill hole. What did he call her before?
Do you think they dyed his hair for this? Oh.
They dyed his hair?
Look at them fucking fireworks. Dude, number 5's a killer.
Yep, that's what they were made for from the get-go.
Oh. The Terminator. Hey, did you watch the Terminator on the new one?
Yeah.
Willis?
Yep, I sure did watch the animation. That was real good.
I've only caught 2 episodes. I need to get back to it. I just, not because I didn't like it. I just. Oh, Jesus Christ. This is really bad.
Don't cry, virus. Don't cry. He's only had 2 eyes.
Right.
Every time he talks. Yeah, look, lady. Stephanie Speck.
They have the same haircut.
Yeah. Basically. Damn accent, boy.
I know. A skinny neck. It's driving me nuts.
I'm just waiting for him to say thank you. To come into the quickie mart, come again.
Ass. Jack. Is this as good as you remembered, Ramona?
No. I was like 6 or 7 when I thought it was good.
I didn't think it was even good back then.
Well, we were retarded.
Yeah.
Who, me?
Sorry we weren't as sophisticated as you, Willis. Sorry.
So look at this stupid shit.
I know, dude. I'm with you, bro. Let's fucking open up his eyes and shit.
I wanted to rewatch it, okay? Give me a break.
We're not giving you a hard time. It's not a great movie,
I understand, but...
We're not giving you a hard time. I remembered it
for being decent, okay?
We're not giving you a hard time. We're giving
And why not? You give me a hard time when I watch my weird fucking movies.
Yeah. Fuck this movie, Nudie. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Who does?
All of you. Who?
I don't give you a hard time. Nudie's
an owl. Nudie turned into
an owl.
I
don't do that to you. I don't know what you're talking about.
Have I ever given you a hard time for the movies?
Who?
Once.
Mona or me?
Mona.
I'm not talking to you.
No, because you like the stuff that she watches.
Hey, birds of a feather flock together.
Yeah, I don't think she wants to be your flock.
There it is.
Too late.
Too late, bro. Too late.
She's stuck. She can't get out.
By the way, you going to the graveyard Saturday?
No, I have to work.
Ah, fuck. Fuck, tell your boss to fuck off then, fucking dick. Call out.
I need money.
She need the money.
But that dude's a fucking asshole.
That's what I hear.
Oh, look.
Trying to get back alive.
This ain't no Swamp Thing Returns, I'll tell you that much.
But that was actually fun. I'm still mad they haven't released the
The TV show.
When he gets mad, his eyes turn red.
Mm. What's the name? The Toxic Avenger remake. I'm still mad they ain't released that shit yet. I don't think they ever will.
Why?
I don't know what's going on with that shit. They won't release it. It's finished and done. They even did a screening in Texas at Fan Fest.
Oh, but they'll release The Crow.
I know, right?
Fuck. That fucking movie that already went to fucking streaming. It bombed so bad.
Shoot, I cut on my...
Is it? I saw it still at the theater.
Now it's hitting streaming what? When?
It's already on my cable box for me to watch it right now on streaming.
Yeah, it's already on my Plex.
I cut my TV and it said, order The Crow.
I wish there was a better version. Oh my god. Version of Strange Darling. No, I don't speak English. I speak Mona. I don't know where I'm from.
There'll be a better version whenever it comes out.
What?
I can't wait to see it again.
That's like my favorite movie of the year now. Nudie.
What?
You need to get another version of The Crow. It's a little choppy.
What do you mean choppy?
It's a little pixelated, bro. You can get a better version. That's all I'm saying. It's a better version.
Pixelated?
There's a better version out there. If it's already on streaming, you can get a better version. Looks like you got a screener on there.
I'm going to screen you in a minute.
You can watch it on fucking Prime. But I don't know. Whatever. I heard it's pretty bad.
I'm not going to watch it. I didn't really care that much for The Crow that we did watch. So
he's all trying to watch it. He's saying he's not going to watch it, but then you tried to watch it.
Who?
You.
No, I'm not going to watch the copy he has. Johnny Five Alive.
Your favorite saying?
What?
That?
Bingo? Bingo? No,
Johnny Five Alive? Ugh. He kept saying that running around Ransden. Johnny Five's alive!
I did.
I was like, he put up a fight not to watch that movie. Now he won't shut the fuck up about it.
When did I say that exactly? Where are we on the movie?
You've never seen that movie? I'll talk to people. Oh, I guess I'm just showing my age.
Where are you?
What the fucking dork over here?
54:20.
All right, tell me we're at 26.
It's 20.
We're at 26.
All right.
Ain't that the barge?
I accidentally clicked on the crow file, so it shut the movie off.
We're on 40 now.
Yeah, I'm right there.
Yes, it is, Willis.
Yeah, you didn't know that? The whole, there was a big thing, and the DeBarge became famous for this song.
Oh, he thinks this song was written for him. He's really a retarded robot.
Yeah. Hey, it songs with Mona is written about me.
It was written for him. It was written for this movie.
Oh.
You're going to shoot Paul Kettle?
Maybe you did.
Maybe you did. Come again.
Ah, I said if that was a Canadian army, this was shot in Toronto.
Yeah, well, only Toronto would take it.
Hey, you laugh, but this movie made money when it came out.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Sequel.
It's not totally horrible.
Oh, it's not good, dude. Like
watching Elmo and Grouchland again.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high.
Oh, we know why you work at a phone company.
There's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby.
I see him climbing up that damn pole, repairing the damn telephone poles now. Singing that damn song.
I fucking hate that. Dude, I fucking hate turtlenecks. Fucking ladies' turtleneck. Get out of here.
I'm gonna wear a turtleneck all winter.
Nah, get out of here. Fucking might as well fucking get a cold sore and fucking smell like fucking menthol tea.
There's menthol tea?
Yeah. I think I recognize where that guy's from now. He's from Short Circuit.
the sound of his laser firing the same as the Ghostbusters proton packs powering up.
Yeah.
Surprised you didn't say that, though, Willis. Why didn't you add that in? Huh?
Because I care.
Is there, like, remember Howard the Duck? That there was
sexual... my God. That's his favorite movie ever.
See,
ever.
Oh, look, do you remember there was like some sexual tension between Howard the Duck and then there's some sexual tension right here between them two as well?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you sure don't talk like a machine. The fuck were they doing, bro?
It's the 80s.
Yeah. You could fuck robots in the 80s.
What are you doing? Fuck robots now.
Just improved them. They got skin now.
Yeah, because in the comic book, Howard the Duck, the original comic book, he was dating the girl.
From a woman's perspective, Mona, would you have gotten a little curious?
I'm the wrong woman to ask.
No, what are you talking about? I'm asking you.
I'm curious about what?
What if he was in there and snuck in on you?
No.
He was like, started flirting with you a little bit?
I twist his head off.
What if he's like, hey, look at this.
Hey, look at this. Throw him in the bathtub and electrocute him.
That was stupid. Hey, what if he was like, hey, look at this.
No.
Oh, good God.
Show. What if he had an extra dong for double penetration?
No, I'm not gonna just fuck anything and everyone just because they have a big dong. That's not.
No, I didn't say big. I said extra.
No.
No.
What What if he eliminated some flavored lube? What if it was that?
What? Yeah, oh yeah, if that's it.
Eliminated.
Because I'm fat.
No. What? Okay. What about this? What if he painted?
What if
your
it
house?
Tastes like cupcakes, Mona?
No. What if he what if he washed your car and lit your cigarette?
Okay. How about us? No.
What if he fixed your car, washed your car, and lit your cigarette?
No, then he could be my butler or my maid. I don't have to fuck anybody to do that. Just fucking do it.
But he had an extra dong for double penetration.
I don't need double penetration.
Oh shit, Saturday Night Fever.
Bitch, tastes like a cupcake, Mona.
And think about it this way. He could never get a Mona, he could never get STDs either.
That's not what?
Yeah. He could never get chlamydia or crabs.
Well, I've never had that or
well, I'm just saying
worries, so
oh man.
And with all these questions, it's making me wonder why anybody fucks you.
What are you talking about? Why the question is why don't they?
That's just terrible. Yeah.
Because I'm a good lay.
This is what you got coming up creatively. This is what you're spewing out. I've heard better. Come on.
Should be dancing, yeah.
You all out?
What?
My dad hated John Travolta. I don't know why.
Oh, look at this. More sexual tension between her and the robot. Yeah.
She's lonely and he's nice to her.
I know. You know what I mean, Nona.
No, I'm not lonely. I like being alone.
And she's not nice.
No.
I fall in love with you again.
Big finish.
Luigi's fan.
Big finish, and he fucking squirted fucking flavored lube on her.
Does it taste like cupcakes?
What is everything to be? Yeah, what the? Sex. They're dancing.
Dirty dancing.
That's my movie right there. More than a woman.
Oh, that's your movie where they gang rape the girl in the back seat, Willis.
I keep on forgetting about that, but yeah.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
They did that in that movie?
Yeah, they raped the girl in the back seat.
Of course, he'd remember that.
I never seen the movie.
Who would remember that?
You.
How couldn't I? That's a fucking traumatizing thing. Why wouldn't
anybody
remember?
Bring out the rapey.
It's traumatizing.
Bring out the rapey.
It's very traumatizing.
Yeah, you sound traumatized.
I do. This is what traumatized sounds like.
See, he could do this and I still wouldn't feel I don't need to fuck him.
Wouldn't need to fuck him?
With this double dong hanging out.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Double dong for extra penetration. Dad had gotten rid of this robot a long time ago. Fucking taking him to fucking recycle.
Making damn mess everywhere.
But what's funny is he reads everything and gets super smart, but he can't do things like that, you know. You think he would know to take it out of the fucking box. So it's like it's two sides of the robot. He's smart, but he's a dumbass.
That's like me.
You're smart, but a dumbass.
I'm not stupid, but I'm dumb.
Yeah, but you wouldn't cook fucking hash browns in the box.
You don't know me.
Okay, I'll never bring up hash browns again.
Alrighty then. Sound like he's taking a shit.
You know, in the coffee maker, you're supposed to pour the water in the top.
Yeah, yeah.
It was little. My mom told me to go put the pot of water on top of the coffee maker. And she went in there and the pot was just on top of the coffee maker.
Ramona!
Filled with water.
Oh, God. Well, no, you did what...
No, she called my brother to show how dumb I was and they couldn't stop laughing.
I was saying, you did what she told you to do.
Me friend.
Not Apache.
No. Uh-oh.
That's how she gets a one-up on him. I would have grabbed his hair and not let go like a wild banshee.
I wonder if he was supposed to slip like that or if it was an accident.
Huh. Oh, shit, he took his car apart. That's fucking...
But he can't cook.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's kind of a flaw I didn't notice when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I get they were doing the comedy bits, but...
I know, we're all serious, and what the hell happened to us? Who are we? What have we become?
He's got dice over his neck.
Took him from his dash. He's hanging on the mirror. Dice were the thing back in the day.
He's talking like fucking John Wayne. Oh.
You ain't got no friends no more.
What's that from?
I'm assuming an old gangster movie.
What a... He's got grass in his pants. Oh,
I'm surprised.
Oh, he melted his boots.
Heel.
Oh, took his pants down.
You should be glad he ain't shot his dick off.
I know. That's what the guy told me last night, Nudie.
He's calling the cops?
Yeah, because I'm still texting him.
Oh, that guy you're harassing for no reason?
Yeah. No, not no reason.
He's a terrible
person. Oh, that's right. You're trying to save him.
Yeah, he said, I called APD. I know people. That's what he told me last
night. You're trying to save him.
And what else did he tell me last night? He said,
Are you still harassing the barbarian brother?
I called the Abe. Yeah, we talk sometimes, actually, on the phone.
Seriously?
I forgot to tell you that. We talked on
Facebook
Messenger.
He doesn't harass him anymore. They're friends.
We're friends now.
Yeah.
He's like, harassing him didn't work.
They resonated with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two crazy nuts on the phone talking.
Peter. His name's Peter. Petey Sweetie, as he likes to go by.
If you're friends, why don't you get him on the show?
He won't do that stuff. He's not into that.
Helm will watch his own movie. He can talk about his movie.
He says no. He's on the blackball list. That's what he said.
Blackball list. That'd be awesome. Just let him talk the whole movie.
No, what you get tired of 2 seconds. Trust me.
Damn.
I mean, there's no better movie than The Barbarian Babysitters.
We did that already.
I know. We could do, they've been in like a ton of fucking movies, right?
Yeah.
Scroders.
They were in one Conan type movie, right?
Yeah, well, that what? Barbarian Brothers? Yeah.
That's what started them as.
Yeah. No, they're in DC then they, Cab.
Then they did that comedies. Was always
on HBO. We used to watch that all the time.
DC Cab? DC
Cab. Yeah.
No.
Barbarian Brothers.
DC Cab, too.
Mr. T.
Willis's favorite.
I pity the fool that messed with me. I'm Mr. T.
Pity the fool.
I love my mama.
She got a roofie. Oh, we're at a bar. I thought they just met up on the side of the road.
You go to the same barber?
Yeah, we're all machines. Oh boy, it's fed up again.
Girl, you know it's true.
Aren't they coming out with a movie about those guys?
Who?
The Milli Vanilli? They're doing a biopic about them?
Yeah, because one killed himself.
Oh, look, it's the mean one. It's the mean Johnny Five.
That's Johnny number four. He can take apart a car, but he can't cook hash browns.
Or eggs or sausage.
Oh, look, he just put fucking mud on its face.
Sausage? Was that a shot at my my accent?
Sausage.
Sausage. Horror.
Go back yourself.
Horror.
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 No, it's horror.
Horror.
Horror. Horror.
I like horror.
Eating it's not sausage horror. And watching horror movies. I can't do it.
What's the other one he does? I'm trying Jesus. To think of another one. Jesus, yeah.
I said purpose. Jose, there's Jesus.
There was another Zamora. Funny one he did. Zamora, yeah.
Yeah, Zamora.
Zamora.
You should see the way he spelled it. It was hilarious.
How do you spell it?
How did you spell it?
Zamoro.
That's great, man. Oh, man, that's funny.
That's what it sounds like to me. That's what it spells.
So... Zamora.
Actually, I'm not the one who got called Pepper Jelly.
His mom's funeral was actually very beautiful.
Peasant Jelly?
Grandma Patsy's.
Pleasant Jelly.
Grandma I don't Patsy's remember none awesome. Of this part in this damn movie at all.
Because you fell asleep by then. Like, maybe I'm going to go get me some more bonbons and play some.
Benadryl. Maybe it's a director's cut, Willis. I don't know. Big I don't games. Remember any of it either.
Does Willis eat bonbons?
What did you eat when you were in the movie theater when you were a kid?
I see this at the movie theater. I watched this shit when it came on HBO.
Oh, look at shit.
Yep.
Don't light a match.
Virus got a boner or some shit in the movie.
For what?
For what?
Oh, no, I don't get a boner.
Willis, he asked you what kind of candies you eat in the theater.
I go to a movie back in when I was a kid.
You didn't.
No, I went when I was a teenager, but not as a kid.
Why didn't you go when you were a little kid?
Because I waited for the shit that came on HBO.
I know, but still, what about the movie theater experience?
I wasn't thinking about going to the movies back then. I think
he was busy watching She-Ra.
I was watching shit. I wasn't watching shit. I wasn't all even home on the weekends most of the time.
You threw him off. He's all, what the fuck? Who am I? What the fuck was I doing?
Yeah, he was out on tour with Tito Jackson.
Oh, he died, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
He died here. You know that, right? Or no? You guys didn't know that?
Yes. What? No, I didn't know that.
What'd you say?
Oh, yeah, I knew.
Tito Jackson died here.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't, what's his name, died too that they wouldn't know about? What's his name?
You know that guy.
Brujeria guy.
Oh, Juan Brujo?
He died, huh?
Yeah. Everybody from Brujeria died like in the last 2 months, the main dudes.
The fuck is Brujeria?
Every year anymore? Twice a year?
Brujerismo. You don't know who Brujeria is?
No.
Play it.
I can't. For some reason, my phone's not working on here.
Let's see.
Well, I tried playing something. You guys couldn't hear it.
No.
Put it on the microphone.
I did. Okay, hold on. Let's see. I think it's about time when I was a little kid that I got tired of this movie.
This was the scene that did it for you?
Yeah.
I honestly don't remember any of this, so. It's like I'm watching a new movie.
Can you hear that?
No.
See, they can't hear it, Mona.
Why? Oh, is it in the mic?
Oh, in the mic.
People can hear.
Yeah, you always played all your shit before.
You guys can't hear it. Can
you talk to your boss?
That wasn't my boss.
Oh my god! Calm down. Here's your juice.
Take it easy. Good god.
That wasn't my boss.
That was my partner.
That wasn't my boss.
No, it was his partner.
That was the person I trained to do his job. Don't even fucking start with me on that one. No, he's a good dude. I like Luis a lot. Ah, damn. Why can't you guys hear that shit? It's fucking pissing me off now. I gotta figure it out, Mona.
Yeah, I mean, how are we going to get over not being able to hear turtles fucking again?
You guys can't hear that.
No. You don't hear a thing.
Even Johnny Five said no.
Yeah. You can hear me. You can hear me, though. No problem.
Sadly, yes. Oh, Ali.
Here.
Nope, nothing worked.
Very strange. Very odd.
Odd-ass movie.
We can't hear you or the movie?
The motherfucking...
Odd you can't Thomas?
Hear Brujeria.
Has anybody seen Odd Thomas?
Yeah, I've seen Odd Thomas.
Did you like it? It's a disappointment.
Yeah, it's not that great.
The books were like amazing. So what? It was sad.
Ramona, you know where he fucking died? Poor dude.
Yep, Anton Yelchin.
Oh, he was
No. Do you know where Tito died?
Where?
Fucking Gallup, bro.
Oh no.
I know. Fuck. I'm even from New Mexico, and Gallup would be the last place I'd want to die. Rachel.
Ray. Da, 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 da.
Hey. Ray.
Rachel. Oh, my goodness.
Tito Jackson died in Gallup.
Caleb.
Tito Jackson. Tito Jackson, Michael Jackson's brother. He just passed away. He died in Gallup. He was taking a shit in one of the fucking All Subs bathrooms, and he had a fucking heart attack. Okay, don't believe me then.
Damn enchiladas.
We get to interview him. I'm trying to figure out how to do the panel. How do we do the panel, Mona? What are we going to do? I'm fucking stumped. It's a week out.
I don't know. I didn't keep up with anybody, so.
We have him, Tom Matthews, Linnea Quigley. Who the fuck else is in that reunion?
Where's this at? That thing this weekend?
Next weekend, yeah.
You're going to be having a panel with them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like we did Felissa Rose, remember?
All these Friday the 13th people?
No.
Return of Living Dead.
Oh. Return of Living Dead.
Got to get, you getting autographs and shit or?
No, I don't fuck with autographs. I don't fuck with that shit.
If it was Friday the 13th people, I would have you fuck with that shit.
No, it's.
No.
Bomb Matthews.
Bomb. It's going to be, who's in there? Okay, so it's going to be Linnea Quigley, Tom Matthews, Miguel Bomb. Nunez, Beverly Randolph. She is in Return of the Living Dead. So is Jules Shepherd.
Mm.
And then the guy, John Filson, who's in Return of the Living Dead. Those are the only people.
John Philbin.
Philbin, whatever.
Yeah. He's the nerd guy in there.
Yeah.
Well, is it pervert? One's a pervert and one's dead.
I thought they were saying he was the pervert.
No. Scuzz was the pervert. He was the one who molested Drake Bell. He did time in prison for that one, for real. So he's not invited.
Scuzz.
What's up?
I wish I would have known you was having something like that. I would have sent over my copy of Return of the Living Dead so they could have signed it for me.
It's not too late, sir. It's next weekend. Send it over. It's not till the next Saturday I'm doing the panel.
Yeah, and is it Suicide Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, Suicide's dead. So is Don Kalfka.
Friday the 13th?
Yeah. Yep. Don Kalfka's, I love Don Kalfka too. He's my favorite in the whole movie. He's the best. Who's there? Dennis O'Hare, Bill Moseley, Tyler Mayne, Linnea Quigley, everybody I mentioned. Casey Orr, bass player Guar. The guy who played Dr. Satan. Emily Perkins from Ginger Snaps. The Soska twins. Caroline Williams.
Who plays Dr. Satan?
Walter Fellon. I don't know. It's an okay. It's a smaller con though. You know what I mean? It's not like a gigantic thing. But I don't know what. How am I going to do the panel? I can't even figure that out yet. I should ask them if they can. Because Aurelis is doing their green room, and so is Alyssa. The green room chicks this year. So maybe I could get them to tell them, hey, can we interview as in character? Think we should? Come on, Nudie. Help me fucking spitball this shit.
You ask them.
No, I can't. I'm not doing the green room.
You can still go in there, stupid. We all can.
Yeah.
But Aurelis is, she's got the fucking, she'll have their ear more than I will.
The guy who's interviewing them.
He probably figures that
I'm not the only one interviewing them.
They won't say no to a pair of boobs.
I'm not the only one interviewing. We're all interviewing them.
Yeah. All of us. I asked Linnea Quigley to come on the show to do one of her movies, but
would she say no?
She never responded.
I'll ask her why she never responded.
I think I emailed her like 5 or 6 years ago. I tweeted her. I sent her a message on Twitter. Like, hey, if you ever want to, we do a movie podcast show. We've been doing it for a long time now. If you want to come on and do one of your movies. But nope.
I'm thinking I want to do like, man, there's fucking how many of them? There's 6 of them. I wonder if they'll allow us to interview them while they're in their character. Do you know what I mean?
You want them to tell you they want brains the whole time?
No. Like, them? I want, like, look, what if I interviewed Lene Quigley as if she were an older version of
Trash?
Yeah.
How would that work? Because she was a zombie by the end of the movie.
No, just to be like, all right, like, we're alternate universe. What would the older Trash tell the younger Trash?
Don't go out that night.
Yeah, that'd be a good one, don't you think?
Yeah, don't get naked in a cemetery.
Change his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't want it to be the same old type of fucking panel. You know, I want it to be something different.
Yeah.
Like what we did with Felissa Rose, Mona. It was just weird. It was fun.
Oh, Felissa Rose is weird and fun. That woman is crazy.
Yeah, she's great.
Watch her on Twitter all the time, and then she's always on Joe Bob. She's crazy.
She's great.
Yep. She really embraced it, which is a good thing, you know?
Oh, Mona, we could have Miguel Nunez. We should make him some enchiladas.
There you go.
Yeah. So he can sing goddamn enchiladas.
Mona and him can sing the song. Hey, ooh. Baby. Hey, baby. Ooh, baby. Baby. You can sing it with him, Mona.
No.
You're no fun.
That fucking... No.
You're no fun.
The Johnny point Five. In this movie's killing me.
Ooh, he brought you up. Oh, she wants to. He wants to kiss too.
You got a boner when he said that.
Ooh, right in the center.
You jealous?
Looks like this movie got another director towards the end of it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like the backgrounds from King Kong.
It looks like, has anybody seen Eaten Alive? Toby Hooper's?
Yeah.
A long time ago. Way long.
They call me Buck, and I'm here to fuck. Robert E. looking dirty as shit in that damn movie.
That movie's fucking filthy.
That's why I hate fucking X. They stole most of that shit from that movie.
Who, Tarantino?
No, the movie X.
X?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
I love that movie. I don't care what you say, Willis. You and your weird views. Maxine was all right. I didn't think it was great, but it was all right.
The first one?
Kevin Bacon is good in it.
What was the first one?
First one was X, then there was Pearl, and then Maxine.
I didn't watch Pearl.
It's pretty good. It's not.
Wait, no, we watched Pearl.
Pearl's the one that was kind of Wizard of Oz like.
Kind of. Oh. I didn't think it was great.
No, it was all right. I liked it. I thought it was better than Maxine. I enjoyed it.
I heard Maxine was all over the place.
That fucking end shot she did in Pearl where she just stared at the camera for 20 minutes without moving her face and the tears are starting to roll down her eyes. Did you buy one of the Terrifier popcorn Nerd buckets, Rage. Willis?
The thing looks stupid.
Yeah. And they want $38 for it.
That shit, I wouldn't want that shit in my house.
With the shipping, it'd be $50. I'm not buying it either.
They only had no good Transformers ones at all. All of them look corny looking.
How many times are they going to reboot Transformers, bro?
What?
Willis don't care. He'll go see them all.
As many times as they need.
Yeah. But I'm not buying any more popcorn.
Got more fucking reboots than Halloween fucking movies.
Unless they do a Friday the 13th one, then I will buy one of those, but that's it.
I was hoping that Venom was going to have a good one, but it's just a plain old bucket.
I am so, dude, let me tell you something. Those fucking Venom movies are fucking garbage. And that third one's getting even worse garbage. I'm so glad they're coming to an end. And fucking Tom Hardy is the most overrated motherfucking actor out there.
It's funny. I don't like the first one, but I like the second one.
Hey, I'm Tom Hardy. Yeah. Like every movie, same fucking thing. It's like telling fucking Ryan Reynolds to act a different role. He can't do it. He's always Deadpool in every movie.
Yeah, he's always got that condescending, funny voice about him.
Yeah. He's always Van Wilder.
Yeah, like the commercials for the phone company that he owns. It's like always this, like you said, Van Wilder. Like,
yeah, every movie he's Van Wilder.
Mint. That's through T-Mobile.
Is it? Do you have it yet? Do you have Mint?
No.
What do you have?
Aiden does. I have crap.
Oh, yeah.
She has.
Fuck, you won't forget he had blown up.
She has squirrels. Yeah. Squirrels outside of her house running on the wheel.
The guinea pig.
They killed Johnny Five.
Or did they?
They fucking wasted his ass.
Canadians.
That's the other one. That was one of the ones that he captured and cut off.
Spoiler.
Oh, yeah, Willis, like, way to ruin the ending of the movie.
The movie is over with.
7 minutes to go, Willis.
I was gonna make a joke, but
it's almost a 40-year-old movie, Willis. Don't spoil it.
Hey, lots of people probably haven't seen this stupid fucking movie.
Don't worry, they still won't.
A bowl.
Yep,
they still.
Somebody talks about Source Circuit.
That was a delayed giggle.
Do you know it'd be really funny if they did to that guy? That guy right there? It'd be funny if they put chew polish on his megaphone, and when he talked on it, he had chew polish on his lips. Do you think that'd be funny?
I think you got your answer.
Crickets.
It's a callback to fucking
Police Academy. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, they did that already.
That reminded me of, remember Chris Farley in Saturday Night Live when he would tell people, remember that one time when he did that?
Who?
Remember?
I don't know who Farley is. I never heard of Chris Farley.
Chris Farley. And Willis.
I thought you said Kiers Farley.
I didn't really watch. I don't remember too much of Chris Farley stuff on Saturday Night Live.
Neither do I.
I just watched it for Wayne's World and Toots the Driving Cat. That was it.
Oh, he hijacked the other one. Did Steve Guttenberg fucking sell out and fucking do this one too? The second one?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, I thought it was just Shadow Stevens and the robot running around in New York.
Yeah, you're probably right. He was busy making Police Academy 99.
Sell out? Like he was doing more important things with his life?
Oh.
Me too busy making three men and a baby?
Yeah.
Remember they said the ghost was in that movie?
Yeah. 40 acres and a mule.
Come on, come up there. Just be us two.
We'll never let you leave.
We'll never let you leave. got an extra cock for double penetration. Just like Mona likes. Cupcake flavored lube.
She already told you she doesn't want that.
I know. She said she liked cupcake flavored lube though or something.
Yeah, she did like that.
No, I didn't. I steak said you think lube? I do just because I'm fucking fat.
I don't think you're fat personally, but I'm just saying,
shut
whatever.
The fuck up.
Did I ever say you were?
In other ways, yeah. You called me burly.
That is... burly.
What when the did fuck? I
like so every female What's wrong wants to with be that? Called burly.
You are burly. What's wrong with that?
Damn.
Doesn't mean you're fat.
Oh, it's over. It's over. It's over.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, no, it's not over. You got to do the end of the montage where he's dancing.
Supposedly, these some of these scenes that are in the credits are scenes that didn't make it in the movie that they cut.
Aww.
All right. Willis, what did you think of this?
I'm glad it's over with. I've seen it so many times, so it's like, but I forgot shit because I try to block this movie out of my head. So... it's not that bad. I'll give it about a 6.
All right. Burly? I mean Mona.
Five. It's not terrible, but it's fun when you're a child, I guess.
Yeah.
I Good, never but... want to see this fucking movie ever again.
Oh, we're going to do part 2 next time. No, we won't. What do you rate it?
I said a 5.
A 5. All right. Virus?
I probably give it like... are we doing out of 10?
Yeah.
Probably a 4. I don't like it. I mean, it's just... it's...
That's it? That's all you gotta say?
Look. I mean, it's... it's gimmicky. It's corny. I feel like that these actors should fire their agents for being in this movie. This is probably one of the movies that ruined Ally Sheedy's career. She probably could have had a good career going, but she started Short Circuit 1 and 2. They probably gave her some of that Short Circuit fuck you money because it made some money at the box office. So, but yeah, it's... it's soulless. It's dumb. It's not. Tastes like chili peppers. Do you know what I mean? It's just. It's not good. It's not good. But this isn't. This isn't really that bad. It's just.
Chili peppers.
It's just corny. It's just corny, and it's slapsticky, and the jokes just don't hit. Even as a little kid, from what I remember.
All right. So you gave it a 4.
Yeah.
All right. Like I said earlier, I hadn't seen this since I was a kid, so I wanted to revisit it. And it doesn't hold up from what I remember it. So I'll probably go with a 5. I mean, it's not all that bad, but I got my rewatch in and I don't need to watch it again. And we got to listen to Willis sing the Bee Gees. I mean, come on. Not all that bad, right?
Nope.
We heard that. We know, and we found out that Mona likes cupcake flavored lube. And she says she thinks I think she's burly. And all I ever told her is it looks like she could take a punch. That was it.
No, you said burly.
Yeah, dude, because I was trying to wrestle you and you're fucking hard to get down.
No, that was after.
Wait, oh, I called you burly
called me
after?
Burly before.
Before that?
You're burly.
I want to know who won the wrestling match. Did you beat him up, Mona?
No, I could have. I could have fucking threw him over my shoulder and on the ground, but I didn't want to hurt him.
Spank him like your little boy.
Like a little annoying monkey trying to take you down.
I'm going to get you. Just because work. You said that, now I'm going to get you. You know what? She was sitting on the couch and I ran into her. And then I jumped on her back. And, she was laughing though, but she couldn't, she was laughing so hard she couldn't throw me over her shoulder. She was laughing.
I couldn't do anything else because I was laughing, but I could have thrown you very easily. You felt like fucking styrofoam. Like, why is he so fucking light?
Because I weigh 100.
Throw you on the concrete floor. See, you should be happy. I thought better of it.
I weigh 175 pounds. That's why.
Do you like Hulk and Loki?
I can. Fucking little styrofoam.
Okay, so next week can we do 2 weeks? Because I'm going to be busy next week with the.
So you're saying no? Is it really that bad next week?
Yeah, no, the third.
Oh yeah, I can't.
We can do another one.
Next.
Oh, you won't be there either.
We're supposed to decorate the spooky room.
Yes, we'll take it off.
And you said it's my pick.
Yeah, well, pick it on the. You have to tell it up and not pick it.
I'm gonna pick it right now.
It's for the other show.
Just don't. So you don't let me forget. I'm gonna pick it right now. I'm gonna pick Night Beast.
Oh, that's a classic.
All right.
All right, cool.
All right.
All right. This has been It's Not Horror, everybody. So hope you enjoyed the show. You know, you can write us and contact us if you like, but we know you won't. So fuck off. All right. Good night, everybody.
Love you, Hotos. Bye.
I don't even get dick pics.
I'll get you one.
Mona asked for dick pics.
No.
Nobody sent her any.
She's getting one right now.
Not even Andrew. All right. Recording stopped.